Well, with all the talk about biofuels and the need to find alternative feedstocks, algae is one of those that may have a real potential here in the Southeast.
Algae have been identified as possible players. People are optimistic about them being players in terms of liquid biofuels in particular to replace dependence upon petroleum-based liquid fuels.
That's civil and environmental engineer Ruth Richardson with Cornell University, who is part of a team working to compress what took 100 years of traditional experimentation of land-based crops into just a few years to demonstrate the effectiveness of algae as a fuel source.
Certain strains of algae, and some of them still being discovered, will produce very high contents of oils in their bodies, usually under stressful conditions to the algae. And if you sort of take the numbers that people get from the laboratory in terms of how much then oil gets produced per area of sunlight hitting, and you scale them up to very, very large numbers that no one has ever done practically, you do get very, very high yields of oil compared to traditional land plants.
The researchers and their partners have already identified some strains of algae as good producers, and now the next step is to
take those, determine the entire genetic blueprint, monitor all those genes under various conditions of good production, of poor production. If we have candidate genes that are crucial for that oil biosynthesis trigger, we can sort of confirm that they're important. If we go in and we knock that gene out, we destroy it in an algae, then we see that it can no longer produce any lipid.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.